Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Feeling refreshed after their mid-session break, lawmakers dressed in freshly dry-clean suits are making their way back to Helena for the start of the second half of the 2021 legislative session. The good news is that last week's transmittal deadline reduced the number of potential bills in play by nearly two-thirds. Legislators originally reserved roughly 3,400 bill titles. Of those, roughly 1,000 were actually drafted into bills and heard in committee. It appears at this point that roughly 600 bills survived transmittal and have moved to the opposite house. The next big date to watch is the transmittal deadline for spending and revenue bills. That happens on April 1st and will set the table for the end of the session around May 1st. As each deadline passes, the number of bills still in play shrinks, but the temperature rises, as does the level of emotion. Those in favor of certain bills become more optimistic as the finish line draws closer. Those trying to kill bills become more emotional as they see their options waning. As emotions rise, so do temperatures and rhetoric. It happens every session, and it's as predictable as warmer temperatures in spring. As we said last week, we're pleased with the results of the first half. Most of our agenda is still intact, but there are no guarantees. In some ways, the second half is more difficult because the other side pulls out all the stops. With fewer bills in play, they're able to marshal their forces and focus on those bills that are still alive. This week, we have hearings on several bills, and two in particular are highly contentious. Both deal with religious liberty, which for some reason has become a partisan issue. We have several bills this session that strengthen our First Amendment right to the free exercise of religion, and for some reason, the Democrats are voting no on all of them. Thankfully, we have large Republican majorities in both houses and a governor who believes in religious liberty. That's the good news. The bad news is that there are several moderate Republicans who consistently join with the Democrats and vote against our bills. A perfect example is Senate Bill 215, which will be heard on Thursday in House Judiciary. Senate Bill 215, also known as the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, passed the Senate by a very narrow one-vote margin. Five moderate Republicans joined with every Democrat to try to kill the bill, and they almost succeeded. The big question is, why is the bill so controversial? It simply says if a government entity takes an action that substantially burdens the free exercise of religion and they get sued, then the standard of judicial review when the case goes to trial will be strict scrutiny. It makes sense. If government is going to restrict a constitutionally guaranteed right, then they should have to prove a compelling reason for doing so and then do it in the least restrictive way possible. Unfortunately, some legislators don't see it that way. The LGBT crowd is now employing the cancel culture by urging businesses to threaten legislators with a loss of economic growth if the bill passes. Will it work? It has in other states, but we'll do everything in our power to ensure that religious liberty is protected in Montana. When it comes to constitutional rights, you either use them or you lose them, and Senate Bill 215 is a clear line in the sand. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.